Five. Kof Beis Adar, Monday the 20th of March, Rabbi Eliezer Yidel. Zecha Lemikdash Kehillel. Sandwich time.
All over the world saying Zecha Lemikdash Kehillel. And the Mishnah Berurah says it's not good. I'll soon explain why it's not good is a hefsek. This is the kashya of Bura Loka. I try to explain it a little bit. We are making birkas amoitzi lechem in oret or birkas matzo. And we're eating the two first kazaisi. Then we are taking the morer and saying al achilas morer and eating. This is according to Shitas Chachomi. According to Shitas Hillel, we have to combine, as is written in the Posu, al matzos umroirim yochlu, so you have to take matzos umroirim. So, the broche, which we have done on the matze and the morer, is according to Hillel, it will be when it's combined together. So, we know that everything, and as they didn't pass an halacha, who is correct, so we're doing both of them. So, if you're saying a word between the broche and the mitzvah, achile, mitzvah, whatever it will be, then it's broche. It's not going on the mitzvah, and then you have to repeat again the broche. So, ask the Mishneh Berurah, the Biur Halacha in Taf Ayinei, how we saying Zecher LeMikdash Kehillel as it's hefsek between the broche and the achile according to Hillel. According to Chachamim, it's good because we saying the broche immediately, when eating, immediately. But as we are, according to Hillel, it's a Mikdash Kehillel. It's a kashya. Soon I'll try to explain, but I went to a lot of kehillas. I never saw one kehilla which is not saying so. As we are doing before taking, I have Ashkenazim, Sfaradim, Italians, Spanish, all over the world. Everyone is making Zecher LeMikdash Kehillel. So, it's a kashya of Mishneh Berurah, but we have to explain why we are not noyeg as a Mishneh Berurah, and it's a negia for a lot of things I'll try to, at the time, let me say. I'll read the Sefer Ha'itu. He speaks, we know in Bris Mile, we're starting Broche, Koyres HaBris. And then, we are saying, Elokeinu Melokei Avoteinu, Kayem, Esayed Adonai L'Aviv U'L'Imo, Bikor Shem Yisrael, and this is the continuation of Mile. So, why it's not Hefsek also by there? We're saying Koyres HaBris, this is a Broche, and then we are making a broche for the racha nimoil, for the child, little child, blessing him, and then it's a hefsek. So it's a hefsek between the broche and the shtiyas hayayin, the drinking of the wine, is after kriyas Hashem. This is most of the places, there are some few who drink after, but I'll soon read in the Sefer Ha'itu, it's by him it was obvious not to do so. So I try to read. He speaks in a few places, in Hilches Shchite, in Hilches Mile, in a few places. So he says so. He asked why the broch of Kisui Adam is not hefsek between the broch of the Shchite and the Kisui Adam. You have to explain this discussion. But ולא נעילה, the Shchite, ולא גם in Gabi the Toiro, הילקר לא מזה, אלא מויד דמו, דעיקר, ועדן סבור את רב כהן צדק, רב יוסף אמר, ורב אמר כמוי דכמוי, לא אומר בו אלא כושר קידוש וכושר ברוכה, את רב נתרונאי ורבי לא אסביר אליה, ודחזינן בירקס מילה, שומר אחרי אלוקינו ואלוקי אבותינו, מקשיב רחמים על התינוק, ולא הווה אף סוקה. It's written clear in ספר האיתו, this is not the הפסק. ויקלמי מסיר, עסקו להווה אפסוקה, אלא, אבל מצווה למצווה להווה אפסוקה, ויקר עשה בן שחית אל אברוכה, חודם ובורך, אין זה נבנתין, ואחר כך נהגו להתפלל, אלוקנו וקיים בבקשת רחמים, אינה שרה כדי פירישת בכיסוי אדם, וכן באבדולה. סונה אל שחית פרוטית באבדולה. So he said that everything, if you're speaking, you're losing the broch. But if you are saying something which has any shaykhes to the broche, it's not a hefsek. And he brings kal vachomer. We know that someone who is eating, and he started to eat, and we know that you have to give the animals food before amen. And he made the broche, and he remind, oi, I forgot to give the animals to eat. So the aloha is, that you can say Gabi le Toiro. This is Gemore. Gabi le Toiro. You meaning you prepare food for the animals, for the ox. This is Toiro. Why it's not a hefsek? No, because you are not. It's you are not allowed to eat when come time of the even though you have done the broche. But you are not allowed to eat, so it's the broche need that you give food for the animals, so it's good. So says the Sefer HaItur kal vachomer, if you trying to explain the mitzvah, it's be kal vachomer, which is not an hefsek. He brings the Rav Amram. I'll tell you what is written in Rav Amram. The two brings in every one of us making avdole in Nekel Yeshuosi. In the time of Rav Amram Goel, the minhag was the two brings it. The minhag was that they made the Boyepria Geven and avdole, and then start to say, Venoach Matzochel Bene Hashem. With the Sfardim saying before Avdole, after it. And not that enough, he is swearing the Malochim of the wine that it won't cause him to forget anything, Shikho, or the Shadim, or whatever. The two in Simen Reich Tzadiktet. So he and then he drinks the wine. He's mafsik between Havdole and the Broches with the drinking with Sukim. How are you allowed to do it? It's a real hefsek. So, says the Baal HaItur, this is another proof that the Broche, because we need for drinking wine to that we don't want to forget everything, we don't know what that the course of water will bring us clawless, shadim, whatever. So you allow to do it because this explains the broches. Explains the broches. According to this, so it's clear, it's very clear, the minhag which we are doing in Koirech, it's clear. Because we're trying to explain why we have done on Achilas Matzah. We have done on Morer. Why now you say going to do another Shita? So we are explaining what we are going to do. What we are going to do according to the Itu, you allow to, because this is part of the Broche, part of the explaining of the Broche. So it's not an Hefsek. Hefsek is only if something which there isn't any connection between the Broche and the eating. For example, we see it also in Broche. If someone wants salt, have milch. Why are we allowed to? Because bread is need to eat with salt. There are a few termim, why? But the Shulchan Aruch in Or HaChaim brings. But it's clear that, so it's not an hefsek. Hefsek will be only when time is the division between the broche and the mitzvah which we are doing. This is the reason why we there is a but the sheet of Mishnah Berurah is that in few places the Mishnah Berurah says so. In Birkas Koyanim, we're saying, Asher Kitshonu Mitzvoso Vitzvonu, Gedushoso Shel Aaron, and then we're saying a Broche. It's the minig all over the world is that the Chazan says to the Kohen, Yivarechecho. This is the minig. Why it's not a Nefsek? So says the Mishnah Berurah, it's not good. It's not good. That it's better that the chazan will be quiet and let the kohen say the broche yivarechecho. Because he said edan broche, and then he's making the mitzvah. And if so, you are not allowed to make hefsek. But as everyone knows, the minig is not so. The minig is not so. The Mishnah Berurah then in Siman Kuf Chof Ches in Hilchos Nesias Kapayim says maybe I have Eitze to explain what the meaning of the word. He knows that the minig is not as the Mishnah Berurah says. So he says there will be, because it's written in Birkas Koyanim, Emoir lahem. It's meaning that the Koyanim are not saying by themselves, Yorech Hashem Yishmorecho. We know that the Chazan is saying word by word and repeating, Emoir lahem. This is the mitzvah. Not that they say, everyone, I presume that the Koyanim knows Birkas HaKoyanim by heart. They don't need real chazan or whatever, which will try to repeat, to remind them. So, but there is a special mitzvah. It's written in the Toras Koyanim. It's written in the Mechilte, in Sifro, in Bamidbor. That Emoir lahem, Rashi brings it. You have to tell the Koyanim, and then the Koyanim are Mevorchim. So maybe, says the Mishnah Berurah, that as the time of Koyanim is as to with the Chazan, so the Chazan is not Hefsek. This is the way how the Koyan has to say. But there is another Mishnah Berurah. We know blowing shofar. On Rosh Hashanah time, we're saying Broche, Kiyashoifo, Shichyonu, and all the brochures which we are saying. And then, all over the world, the Makri, the one who is next to the Baal Tokiah, says to him, Tkiyo. Here the Mishnah Berurah says, I don't agree. Why? Because it's hefsek between, and the Makri, there is a mitzvah. On, maybe on Birkas Kohanim, there is a mitzvah. That a Moilaim has a, so then, the Mishnah Berurah is not happy, but he's agreed. But here, he says, here, the my answer, which was then, in Nesias Kafayim, is not fitting here. It's not fitting here, so here you have to say only to be quiet, and the Shliach Tzivur has to start with Tkiyah. And here also, I don't remember a place. I asked a few people. Nobody. All the people are saying Tkiyah and starting. Why it's not an Efsek? This is an Efsek. So, according to the Baal HaItu, it's not a kashya. This is a proof. Because the mitzvah is explaining what I'm going to do now. I'm trying to explain. I had a tkiyeh, and then I have to know what I have to do. Not tkiyeh, not shvorim, not true, not everything. I have to do tkiyeh. So it's good. So it's not an hefsek. Also, in time of a chasene, there is on Birkas, we're saying Boim Priya Geffen, and then we're saying Birkas Eirusin, and the Oilom. So the Chaim said it's maybe should be an Efsek also, because it's not going to get to Boim Priya Geffen. So the Afikayam brings from the Chaim that he used to drink a little bit, it fell on his hand, and he used to drink a little bit. And also here the answering, because the broche, which we know was with wine, so it just as explanation is not a broche. So we see from this there are two shittes according to the Baal HaItu. The one who is mechulek on it is the Ochos Chaim, the Ma'amar Mordechai, one of the great poskim in Shulchan Aruch, also brings in Birkas HaMoitzi. You are not allowed. He speaks about Mile. He's not bringing the Baal HaItu. He's saying, I found Ochos Chaim La'arosh, one of the Rishonim. The two brings him a lot. The Sheza brings him a lot. That he says, it's an Efsek. It's an Efsek. And because of this, he says, after Koyach Tzabris, you have to drink wine. You have to drink wine. It's also all the Mishnah Berurah which we have said, but nobody of them brought this Baal HaItu. And this is the reason from the other side, according why we are not saying, as we brought in the Avdole, that the Rabbam Ram Goen have said, the Broche, the Noach Motzochem B'nei Hashem, and later on to make swear on Shadim and whatever, which is written there, and Psukim of Broche, and not for Shikhe, whatever. They used to say it between the broche and the in the drinking. We all our minhag by Ashkenazim we starting in Nekel Yeshuosi after drinking the wine. We are not doing anything, just drinking, not more. Also the psukim of Mashbi Hashedim or Noach Motzochen Bnei Hashem, the Sfardim says it before Avdoleh. So we see that the minhag has been changed. So it's lichore stire, because the Shulchan Aruch brings in koirech, saying Zecher LeMikdash Keile, he is bringing as the pashtes we said before the eating. So from one side we are poisek, then you have to do it before it. This is the Maror Motche, this is the minhag in eating. From the other side, the minhag Olam all over in Kiyashoifo, in Koirer, in Achille, in Mile, wherever. So it has to be in such a way. Something which really will explain the aloche, this you 100% is mutter. As the Balaito says, and we have a klal in rule in the poiskim, that even though when there is rishonim and achoinim, we are going after the achoinim, because the achoinim saw the rishonim, they can't quarrel with them. But if there is someone which is they bringing, and there is they bring another one, and the svore is going with the other one, this is the best. We are poisek the achoinim, even though the rishonim were greater. But there is the mind of us, also it's going to the aloche, and we see in the Agdome of Ramban to the Shas, he says, every kashir you can find a teretz, every kashir. Person think, sometimes we see the Ramban speaks against the Baal HaMoer, we think the Baal HaMoer is toye bedvar mishne. The kashi is so strong, and the Ramban, the Baal Dovor himself says, that you can find the teretz. But the simple way, this is the best way, it has to be quite close to our understanding. Not 100%, but it's something which is clear in the sugyas, clear in the svore, this has more power than other way. So, if you're doing a mitzvah and you're trying to explain what you're doing, this is obvious, it will be, it's not an effect. But here, the Maror Motche, even though we mechule, but he's not bringing the balaitu. The klal is, when he's bringing and he's choile, and he says he's not correct, so he brought him. But if he would see the Balaito in three places it speaks, in Kisui Adam, in Shrite, in El Mile, again and again, and he says, he brings a riot to him from the meaning of the Oilom to say, Kayem Tehezde Leobi Vulimoi. So it's, by him it was, this is a proof. The normal meaning was to say, this is sure. I can see from the Balaito. So, if he is doing so if the Aaron didn't see the Rishon, there's the reason the klal. Because maybe he will regret. Only if he saw him, and even though he's mechulek and bringing another Rishon, then we are poisek at the Aaron. This is the klal all over Shulchan Aruch. In any case, someone, the last, saw the previous. If they didn't see, so maybe he would see, he would change his mind. This is the klal all over the aloche, In all Arba Chalkei Shulchanot, this is the way of the Psach. Even though the Rishonim were greater, but as the Achronim understood in such a way, and they find another Rishonim, but here they are not bringing. So the meaning, you know, but when will come, you're afraid that the wine, you won't forget or whatever, this is not halacha, this is praying for, not explaining what you are doing here. It's just you're afraid it will cause you trouble. So do it before it. This, I presume, will be the achroe between our mineg, which I never saw someone is not saying tkie. I never saw someone which is in Bris Mila not saying kayem teheled. And the mineg, which Afikayam brings from Reb Chaim, is going according to the shite of the Mishneh Brura, and it's Ochos Chaim. I'm not saying it's not good, but as Mineg HaOlam, for me, is how I heard once from Rav Moshe Shapira, Zichrono Livracha, that Klal Yisrael, even though they are not prophets, but they are Bnei Nevi'im. This is the Gemara in Psochim. The Gemara speaks there about Hillel. Didn't know if you were allowed to bring the sakin for the Shchite on Shabbos. They forgot it to bring outside from the Beis Hamikdash. So he forgot. It was a punishment because he said to Bnei Beit Eilo, you didn't meshamesh all the chachomim. So the Gemara says such a thing. Klal Yisrael. And so what's the aloha? So Hillel told them, look what the people are doing, and we'll do the same. Hillel was, all our Torah comes from Hillel. You know, the Gemara in Sukkah brings all the Talmidim. Our halacha and everything comes from Hillel. And he says, when Klal Yisrael is doing something, can't be bad. It's you have a kasha and whatever. Try to find an explanation for them. And if all Klal Yisrael are doing so even though the Mishneh Brura is really, we are going step by step by him. But we see the Mineg is not so. So, and we find a Rishon, the Balaitu, which is saying in the tour, which is bringing the Rabbamam in Avdole, so you can rely and still can say, Zecha Lemikdash Kehillel, as everyone have said till now, even though the Kashya Mishabure, this is another Shite, but the Mineg of the Olam is not so.